Morning, everybody. Nick DiCilio here on a Friday morning. It's 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell and Steve Cochran at 6. That music that you just heard is from the band Inspector Owl, and two members of that band have joined me live in studio. They got a gig next Saturday the 30th at Quenchers, 2401 Northwestern. It's a 21 and over show. Starts at 9. InspectorOwl.com is the website, but we have a link on our Facebook page to make it easy for you, Facebook.com/NickDShow. Joining me in studio is Corey Wills and Peter Elb. Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right. And Corey, how are you?
Pretty good.
Welcome in and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having
me. We were just talking off the air that you actually have played in a band with our good friend. You've played several times with our good friend Jim Hankey.
Yeah. Yeah, we were in a band called Canoe Mountains together for a long time.
Yeah. Now, what did Jim play bass?
Jim played guitar and sang.
Guitar and sang. Oh, that's right. Of course he does. That's right. Yeah. All right. Cool. What, was he just a pain in the ass to work with and you don't want to work with him anymore?
Totally.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's because he's such a jerk. Every time I've had him on the show, he's just been a jerk. Well, welcome to the studio. Before we jump in there, you guys Prince fans?
I was a little concerned that I was going to be embarrassed by my lack of Prince
knowledge. You don't have to. I mean, it's not required. I'm just curious.
I mean, definitely like huge creative force, but it was just something that I didn't grow up with.
Yeah, I understand. I totally understand.
Yeah,
how about you?
Here.
Yeah. All right. Lonnie Mack? You guys familiar with Lonnie Mack?
No.
Yeah, okay. No. Lonnie Mack was before your time, but he was one of the first true guitar heroes. Influenced tons of amazing guitarists and specialized in playing the Flying V. He loved to play the Flying V.
Interesting.
And he was also the captain of the Whammy Bar. He was like the king of the Whammy. So, but he was two major musicians gone. And we'll pay tribute to him a little bit later on. So let's talk about Inspector Owl. We're talking off the air. This band's been together for a really long time in different formations.
Yeah.
How did it start?
It started as a two-piece. It was myself and my friend Dan. We had played in some other bands together and we're always had issues with finding reliable people to play with. So we just started playing the two of us with the computer with pre-programmed beats and keyboards and did that, then added drums and it kind of grew from there.
Now, how long have you been with the band?
About 7 or 8 years now. I joined after kind of a big turnover where the keyboard player and the violinist had quit to kind of move on to some different projects and some different things. So we kind of started from scratch. So it's kind of this iteration is a very...
It was kind of a rebirth at that point.
Very much so. So, yeah, we scrapped all the sequencing that they had used live for, you know, some of the drum beats and extra synthesizers and stuff, and just tried to build a more kind of organic band. And at that time, it was three guitars, bass, and drums. Now we are two drums, two guitars, and bass. And
two drums?
Like,
yeah. Wow. Okay.
Four keyboards on stage scattered about.
Wow. All right. How many people in the band total?
Five.
Yeah.
Five. Okay. Cool. Nice. I noticed that you brought a banjo.
It is a what I call a cheater banjo. It's a six string.
So. Oh, Steve Martin would not approve.
Yeah, no.
No.
It plays like a guitar, sounds like a banjo.
Okay, cool.
No learning curve.
No. All right, well, that's no problem with that. Shortcuts are good, I think. That's what I think. All right, listen, we got a break here, okay, guys? So hang on. Corey Wills and Peter Alb are here, and they are part of Inspector Owl. They're playing at Quenchers next Saturday. We'll give you all the details, and we'll hear some live music coming up in just a little bit. We have to break for the news. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 every weekday morning. That is the music of Inspector Owl. And we have two members from the band, Corey Wills and Peter Alb are here. And welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us about what we just heard. What was that song?
That was a song called The Game, at least on the album it's called that. We call it Witherspoon within the band just because.
Well, okay, why?
I have a tendency to like not have lyrics set when we start working on a song, so we give them nonsense names, and then when the lyrics are done and we have the records ready, then
the names usually change.
So the spoon was the nonsense name?
Yes. Yeah, I think that stemmed from I was playing some wooden spoons and the percussion, and then that's just what we called it. Most of our songs have names that we know them as before we actually give them real titles.
Yeah. So you work them out. Do you work them out live? Like, do you play them, like, when you're working on a song, do you test it in front of a crowd a lot?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With, like different lyrics or, you know?
Yeah. So the show that we're playing at Quencher's coming up, we're playing, I think, almost all new material.
Mm.
Probably only two or three of the songs we've played before, and none of them are recorded.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So do you like doing that? Do you like testing stuff out just to see how the audience reacts?
I think some of it's to see how the audience reacts. Some of it's also just to hear how it sounds outside of the rehearsal space, see what friends think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to get that feedback. I know one of the new ones that we've been working on, I think the first time we played it live, a lot of people came up to us after and were like, that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were all kind of surprised by, like, because we really loved that song, but the response we got from other people was a little surprising.
That's always interesting what people like and what they respond to and what they don't respond to.
Yeah, we always figure the stuff that we like, people will either take it or leave it.
Yeah, but it's fun. I mean, I did theater for a long time. I did a lot of comedy in theater, and I would always be sure that, oh man, this joke is a killer. Like, this moment in the play, people are going to fall off their chairs, and there are nights when it's just crickets, nothing. And then there are throwaway lines that I, you know, would, like, say, oh, we're not going to get a laugh there. Ha! People fall out of the chairs. You never know what you're going to get from night to night, too.
Yeah.
You know, from audience to audience. It's one of the great things about performing anything live. Now, you guys, we were talking off the air, you guys have played Quencher several times. That's a great room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a really fun place.
It's a lot better now that they've built out the stage, so it's a little bigger.
The
first couple times we played there, we had a couple members on the floor.
Yeah.
Which it's still hard to fit all five of us.
Yeah, we have
on stage
a lot of gear.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now you mentioned violin. You've got three different instruments here with you now. You said you were playing the spoons on one song. Is there a limit to the amount of instruments that you play on a song, or do you just want to experiment? And how many instruments do you play, first of all?
So when I first joined, I played a lot more percussion type stuff, which is kind of where the spoons came from. But now we have two drummers in the band.
Well, you don't need any more percussion.
So,
I imagine.
Yeah, we're kind of set on that. Occasionally I'll, you know, do a tambourine or a shaker. Mostly that's just due to my not knowing what to do with myself if I'm not playing, to just have something to do.
All right.
But yeah, most songs is for me mostly keyboard and guitar, mm-hmm. sometimes alternating between the two or one or the other. Our second drummer also has a keyboard rig, so he's playing keyboard at times. Corey has a keyboard that he alternates between guitar and keyboard. So, you know, we try and just parse out the parts to what sounds best and who's not already playing something.
When you hear a song, sometimes when you're working on it, do you go, you know, it would be nice to have strings here, or and you know, I mean, like adding sounds, adding music to it?
Yeah, I mean, as we're writing songs, I think we usually have an idea of what's going to sound good. Sometimes, though, that gets worked out once we actually record the song, and we're kind of like, this area feels a little thin, or this guitar part that we thought was awesome at rehearsal now is not working, so let's try keyboard instead. And
yeah.
So songs kind of get built out.
What's the
way.
Songwriting process like?
Most of it's on Corey.
Yeah.
Do you bring an idea or a completed song? What's your writing process like?
So I used to always bring like full-fledged, like fleshed out, this is the song, this is the structure, that kind of thing.
Right, chorus, bridge, everything.
Exactly, especially when the band had a computer involved, so there was always like pre-programmed keyboards, that kind of stuff. Since we've gotten rid of that, I come to practice more with like maybe half a song or a chorus and a bridge or a verse and a chorus, that kind of a thing. And
yeah.
We'll kind of work on that stuff, and then sometimes another part will kind of just come to us as we're working on it. It's like, oh, it feels natural to go here from here.
Yeah. We've built songs out of a single riff that we were just noodling around with at practice that we liked and, you know, just kind of built off of it.
Yeah.
There was one song, I think, on the full length that we did that started just as a percussion part with I have this like old it's like a plastic container that animal crackers are in that I filled with bottle caps, and it just has a really nice kind of like march sound
okay.
to it.
Okay.
And I was like playing that in a tambourine, and Corey just kind of started doing this noodly guitar riff over it, and it literally we built a whole song out of that and a kind of two chord progression.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's really cool. Well, let's talk about how you started playing music. Corey, what was your background? Did you come from a musical family and your first instrument and all that?
I mean, so my first instrument was trumpet, which I gave up very quickly.
Did you have to choose that for school? Was it band?
I wanted to play trumpet. I really did.
Oh, okay.
And still would wish I had stuck with it, but I was going to school in a very, like, weirdly competitive school district, and if you couldn't play the song perfectly, they wouldn't let you play in concerts. And this is like sixth
wow.
grade.
Oh, wow. Know.
Yeah. So it was that kind of like really turned me off to music.
That's
for a
terrible.
Long time.
Yeah. Jeez.
So then my family moved and ended up in a better school district, or that was more fitting for my family anyway. And I really wanted a guitar. And my mom found one at a yard sale for $15. And kind of started playing from there.
What were your influences when you were younger?
For me, like learning guitar, Nirvana, the Foo Fighters, Weezer, really kind of like the ones that really got me learning the instrument.
Yeah. Okay. Do you play any other instruments?
Yeah, I play, I can kind of
keyboards,
like
obviously.
Half play keyboards, yeah. I can play bass, and I can fake my way through drums if I need to.
Were you always interested in singing? Or did that just come with it?
I've always sang. I sang in choir when I was little and stopped for a while and then eventually just started singing again out of necessity
because
I didn't know any other singers. And I was like, well, I can kind of sing. Let's see what happens.
All right, cool. Now, what about you? What's your background and how did you get into music?
So I started playing guitar probably in like grade school. And then I did marching and concert band all through high school. And did drumline, did concert percussion, which really helped a lot with, you know, kind of learning how to play keyboards and piano because a lot of that's transferable. Played guitar in, like, jazz band and stuff.
Right.
Had a band with my friends in high school and just kind of, you know, really enjoyed more of the social aspect of it and just creating music and, you know, hanging out with my friends and everything else just kind of secondary to that. But yeah, just over the years, kind of just picking up a lot of different like weird instruments and trying to teach myself and learn different things. And a lot of it stemmed from, you know, my high school band experience.
Right. I get a lot of people who have had the high school band experience. Okay, let's hear a song. You guys go ahead and grab your instruments and we'll hear a song. Tell me what we're gonna hear, and you can push that mic down a little bit. There you go. That should be good. So Corey, tell me about what song we're going to hear.
The song's called Be Here Now.
Be Here Now?
Yep.
Okay.
All
right. Well, there you go. Here we go. This guy's from in Spectre Owl.
Breathe deep inside. Let the images wash across my mind. And suddenly, the end is not there.
Nice, you guys. Really nice. By the way, that song is the song that's available for Pay What You Can at Bandcamp.
It is.
Yeah, and you can check it out. You can download it via Bandcamp. Very nice. That's Inspector Owl. These guys will be playing Saturday the 30th at Quenchers. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear another song with Corey and Peter from Inspector Owl. Right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Steve and Johnny are going to join me after the 3 o'clock news to remember Lonnie Mack, great guitarist who passed away last night. And, of course, after 4 o'clock, it's Fly Jams Friday, and it's all dedicated to the one and only Prince who passed away yesterday, unbelievably. The band Inspector Owl is in studio with me. Two of the guys are, Corey and Peter. They're playing Saturday, April 30th at Quenchers on Western. 21 and over show starts at 9 o'clock. You can go to InspectorOwl.com for more information, but we have a link on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/NickDShow. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thanks.
All right. I always ask a couple of standard questions to musicians when they come in, and I always love to hear the answers and, you know, maybe the stories behind it. So it's just two basic standard questions. And the first question is, what was the first album you ever bought? What was the first album you ever bought?
I think the first album I bought was the Blue Album by Weezer.
Okay.
That was, or, yeah.
The Blue Album by Weezer?
It was that or Dookie by Green Day.
Okay.
I think that one my brothers and I split, though.
It's I got to tell you something, man. It's amazing how many people who are clearly around your age, when I ask these questions, how often those two records really come up. Dookie comes up a lot.
Yeah, everybody owned that record.
Oh, yeah.
1994, I think.
Yeah.
94, 95.
That sounds about right, yeah. That was early, mid-90s.
Yeah.
No, no question about it. Okay, so what about you?
I don't remember the first one I bought with my own money. I do have a distinct memory of, like, the first CD that was ever given to me was Pearl Jam's 10.
Yeah. Well, that's a good place to start.
So both of us are clearly dating ourselves a little bit here.
And then the other question I always ask is first concert. What was your first concert?
Stabbing Westward at the Riviera.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay.
Corey's got some street cred.
Yeah, man. Stabbing Westward. Wow. All right. And?
I believe my dad took me to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Wow. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that was the first one.
That was your first one. Yeah. Now, what kind of stuff did you listen to growing up? Did your parents, do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers, both younger.
Oh, okay.
So, unfortunately, I was the one that found music and filtered it down through them.
When you were growing up, did your parents listen to a lot of music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, one record that was a standard in our house was Sports.
Yeah, Huey! Yeah. You're in a very loving Huey Lewis zone.
Good.
Yeah, because I love Huey Lewis. I do.
There's some amazing like family home videos of my brothers and I wearing construction hats and running around my parents' basement dancing to Sports. I think my mom was out of town or something, and my dad was just like, you guys want, I'm going to videotape.
Cut loose, man. Put on Sports and go nuts. Now, what did you listen to when you were?
I mean, yeah, when I was real little, it was all Beatles. Just watching, you know, burning out the VHS on Hard Day's Night and Help.
There you go. All right, very cool. Okay, we got time for one more song. What are we going to hear?
It's called Death, and it's not recorded yet, so.
Okay. All right, here you go. This is Inspector Owl, and they're performing next Saturday at Quenchers. Here we go. Go ahead, guys.
There's another reason for your lies. Fall asleep and wait until we die. Memories are all we ever leave. Fall asleep and wait until we die. Will it rain again? Will it rain again? Will it rain again? Will it we'll be right back.
Nice, guys. Really, really good stuff, man. Really, really good stuff. That's Inspector Owl, Corey Peter. Thank you guys so much for coming down.
Thanks.
Have a great gig on Saturday the 30th at Quenchers, and we have a link on our Facebook page with all the information. We got a break here. News is up next.